Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, everybody! How's it going? I'm just setting my alarm to go off at 1:19 Pacific time so me and my guests can get our smoke on. Welcome to Great Danes Wear Hats. That was submitted by a Podcalypse on Twitter. And to coincide with the first episode of my new show, The High Court on Comedy Central, we're going to do a marathon Getting Doug with High right here in L.A. in the Spacement on February 24th. And our Patreon giveaway for February is inviting 8 lucky winners to attend that show in person. You have to be able to get to L.A. on your own. We're not going to fly you out here or drive you. Oh, maybe Gabe will come pick you up and drive you back. All Patreon members who can't attend will be able to watch from our... Oh, you'll be able to watch from our secret member-only Periscope. That'll be a different angle, I guess. I got to talk to them about that. Become a 420 Club member to be eligible to win the giveaway and sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. I have shows coming up in San Diego, Raleigh, Tampa, Portland, Oregon, and more. And you can find all of my dates and deets at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show.
For me not to be.
Don't talk. He hasn't introduced
you
yet.
I haven't done anything yet. You guys started in the middle of things.
They don't even see us yet.
They know. They see us.
Oh.
Yeah. They might not. They might
not
be seeing us for long. Oh, they hear us.
They don't hear us
yet. It's all happening.
Do they really hear us, Doug?
Right.
Do they? Well, I'm working to an empty camera.
Right. Just go right to
it. Is that a robot camera?
That's the one. Yeah. We don't put a person behind it because no one wants to just be looking right at you while you're laying all those jokes out like
that. Well, my jokes write themselves. You know why? Because people don't want to be involved with it.
People, you don't even want to be involved with your jokes.
No, I'd rather not.
Yeah, you have to step out.
Yeah, because then I can give a look like who wrote this crap.
Yeah.
My jokes come in the newspaper because I tell jokes from the 80s.
That was a real laugh. Normally when I'm laughing at Doug, it's in sincere.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I'm going to have tension between me and you.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Because
this is usually a pretty mellow show because of what we do here.
Can I curse? I forgot.
No.
I cursed by mistake. Wait, we're smoking pot. What can't we do?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, all right, screw it. Fudge that.
This is Andy Kindler and Greg Proops, everybody.
Yeah, it's freaking.
Yeah, we got a crew of seven or eight people.
I didn't think there was a crew. I thought you would use the old Tom Snyder crew.
He had a crew, too.
Well, he had one guy laughing
it
at
him. It was small, they'd laugh. Yeah. They'd laugh.
Designated laugher.
Yeah, I like the way that show looked, the way like he just looked like he was sitting in darkness.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I asked for
that and they gave me outer space.
Yeah, but he started to become too looming. You know what I'm saying? I think there was a forced perspective thing.
I think there's a lot of people watching and listening to this that are very concerned about the life and career of Tom Snyder. But
oh, no. And within 35 seconds.
Immediately. Oldest reference you can come up with.
Greg Kinnear, maybe? Would that do it?
That's
Bob Costas.
Right. Taking you back. Dave Garrowin.
Bob Costas. Anyone? You have to just follow that up with a pink eye joke. Bob Costas is best known for having pink eye.
Oh, that was. I think that may still be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was. And the fact that he went on TV with that weird abscess coming out of his head was just astounding.
Yeah. And then there was also the thing in his eye. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was just doing that joke. Sorry, Greg.
But why didn't you just throw on some serious black shades? kids. Why not just say, sorry, I have pink eye?
Why not take a day off and let someone else
do it? Well, it's the Olympics, Greg.
Oh, golly, of course.
Take a day off. You don't get a shot again for 4 years unless you're into... Summer. Which one was it? Was it summer
he did
or winter?
Summer.
Which one did he get pink eye?
It was Winter Olympics. It was the Sochi. It was the Russian ones.
So then he's got to sit out for 2 years till the summer one.
And like he said, look, America couldn't care less whether I do it or not, but let's still do it. That's what he said, I heard. We're going to take that out? That's not going to be included.
No, it's all live.
Show. Are we really live?
This is really live.
Hamina, can it core a apple?
And that alarm meant that it's 20 minutes after the hour.
Let's do it!
So you got to smoke.
I have not smoked since last night.
Oh, okay.
This is so great.
So you get a nice high after holding yourself back for a while like that.
I don't know why I just cupped the flame like there was a breeze blowing through here. We're in a wind tunnel located in Culver City.
Fan. Why is the fan not here today? We get a fan gets stolen.
Well, you have many fans, Doug.
I know. I've got at least 7 at this point.
I wrote this earlier today.
Okay.
Light notes of caramel with a fruit forward flip. And can you taste the boysenberry?
Mm.
No, you know what? I'm lying. I didn't write that earlier because it would have been funny.
It would have been tighter, yeah. But
that bit had,
a good nose.
This tastes very smooth.
Oh, I already rolled one. Yeah. This is one I prepared earlier.
All right. We'll pass that around.
Hey, is this a recurrent reference? Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah. The kids say it all the time.
I think people still know it. That one was big enough.
Let's do Cheech and Chong bits.
People know it.
Dave's not here.
Open the door.
What door?
I love that song Basketball Jones when I was a kid.
We do.
I really love that a lot.
I saw Cheech and Chong at the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos in 1978, open for Tower of Power. And we brought a little onyx pipe full of weed. I remember smoking it during the Cheech and Chong bit. And Tommy Chong came out, and he does the blues singer bit. And he's got he's playing the harmonica and whatnot. He's sitting in a chair. And he goes, let's have a hand for the band. And everybody, huh? And he goes, let's have a hand for the band. Everybody applauds. He goes, you blinder than I am. There ain't no fucking band. And that was a big joke on the night. I remember everybody went,
unbelievable.
He fooled us.
He talked him into clapping for no band.
Well, and those days, they actually had cans of laughter for canned laughter.
Yeah. You had to bring a tin.
You gave me a look like they don't know what canned laughter is. They literally don't know.
Of course they do.
Canned laughter? I don't think that explains.
I thought your viewers were like historians.
Mostly.
Mostly they're philosophers, mostly. I should say.
You know, I wrote my whole senior thesis on 420. I kept saying it was the day after Ruby Ridge. Deal with it, everybody. Deal with it. Oh, you haven't phoned 420? What about 419?
What about 421?
You're my favorite Pixar character.
Yeah. Oh, here is the day that Pixar jumped the shark. Sarah, cancel my 230. Get me do the final on Up. Get me Larry the Cable Guy on the phone.
You didn't like that he played a tow truck? That seemed like good casting.
But he's not even from the South. Doesn't that bug you?
No, he's from the Midwest.
Yeah, well, he's, you know.
Is that... I won't watch Cars because...
You're not from wherever you say you're from.
I'm from Queens. Look at that accent. From New York. Come on. Hey, Egypt. I ordered New York pizza here. I ordered New York style pizza. Here's a goddamn pizza.
Shut up and fuck up with the pizza.
Yeah. The guy said to me, I just shut up. You punch in the face.
I'm from the Bay Area. I ordered pizza. Yeah. In my behind.
It goes that way, right?
I went to the Bay Area in 1985 and I kicked the soap to Oakland.
All right, let's just talk about things that are going on currently, and then maybe the references will be more...
Can't the crew laugh?
Oh, I forbid them to laugh. When they laugh, it's because the funniest thing just happened.
This is now I know my career really is over. I used to go, the people in the crew would laugh. Now the people in the crew
are right. Remember when the band used to laugh?
I was
going to
say, when the band thought you were funny, then you knew you were funny.
Yeah,
when Kevin Eubanks was laughing.
Do you know Kevin Eubanks at home, he sets a timer and he laughs at nothing every 5 minutes just to keep in shape.
He keeps that muscle tone. We're smoking a sativa called Clementine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my darling. I thought you were going to say.
Undertones of orange.
Yeah. And the indica is called Sour Kush, but we're not going to mess with that, are we?
What is it with the sour?
Do we
Everything
have
is
stuff
sour
to do today.
I don't have anything to do. I do have to give a TED Talk at 3:30 on quantum physics.
You said you have nothing to do.
Oh, my God. That is something that might be affected by pot.
Important thing to do, yeah.
Let me see if I can do it. Quantum mechanics.
Neil deGrasse Tyson only smokes after his shows.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, I have to go to Griffith Observatory and give a star talk, so.
You know, once I had to go to Griffith Observatory because Griffith was there, and I had to observe his behavior.
I thought you had a knife fight with James Dean.
Yeah, I just hang out there hoping to see Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Can we get a current reference?
Yeah. No, not with this crew.
James Dean. Hey, James Dean, maybe one day you don't go out in the motorcycle. Was he in a motorcycle?
No.
I don't know. He's in porn now.
No. Hey, James Dean.
James Dean's a porn star name.
James Dean. He was a Dark Lagoon.
Every time you mention it, the audience is just going, you're talking about some porn star?
Why wouldn't this get canceled right now because I'm not holding my
weight? Oh, you think that that's possible?
Yeah. What would you do?
Show could get canceled?
What would be a reason
to cancel?
That's
why we don't have a network, so we can just do what we want.
What could you get fired for? You know, your really erratic behavior?
Well, we do have an HR department, so.
That's not true, is it?
Yeah. Well, Josh does.
There's also an on-site nurse.
Yeah, or a medic or whatever. Whatever you might need.
And dogs. There's dogs everywhere.
Yeah. Do you know that Jazz originally was called Jash? And they would say at a meeting, can you jash it up?
Right.
And then some guy was on heroin. Right. Why jazz?
Right. He slurred it.
And he said, jazz? Jazz. And it's all in my book, Stories That Go Nowhere.
Like the guy who runs this company, Daniel, if you want him to do something, he goes, you jashed for it.
Wow.
Jash when you thought it was safe to do a pun.
Oh, God. That's going in the Jash compactor.
But did you like how I put that on Daniel? Like, yeah. That's something he says?
Right, I did. I didn't like you. You deflected that one.
Hey, so, next time you see Daniel, you go, Daniel, hey, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. You just go right into the Elton John.
You're quoting the references. Super old music lyrics, yeah. You know, if you're going to quote Elton John, as far back as you can go, probably is like, I'm still standing.
Really?
Or sad songs say so
much. So can I go good? Oh, so anyway, who remembers Good Old Country Comfort, that song from Tumbleweed Connection?
Tumbleweed Connection?
Elton John's.
What is that? Oh, that is an Elton John album. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll talk about someone more popular, Elton John. On Tumbleweed Connection, I'm like, why don't you get on the truck and drive north, Elton?
Do you know what the kids are into today, Andy? It's called stacking.
What does that mean?
You just take random items and get them as high as you... That's not really a thing.
Do you think any sentence that ever started out with the kids today, that anyone's ever focused on where
you
go with it?
No, you just don't even... I'm not one of them. What do I need to know what they're up to?
You know what I got in the mail?
Let them do their thing.
You know what I got in the mail?
I don't.
I don't want to be
around.
You
know how they did it?
Yeah.
They put nothing on the outside. No name. Okay? Look at me. What would I not want to see on the inside of an envelope?
A swastika?
What organization?
Yeah, some sort of Nazi thing?
No. Look at me.
Some sort of thing.
I'm very old.
Some sort of pro... something that's pro-comedy?
Oh, I don't think I can work forever. Are these clues not working for you?
You received a blank envelope.
I might have to retire soon. I mean, I've actually said the name of the organization.
Retire?
I've said the name. And the AARP.
Yes, the National Advancement of Retired People.
Yeah.
AARP.
That's what that stands for?
Yes, it does. The National Association. And that's what
was the two A's at the beginning? Association? For the advancement?
Why are there two A's?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, for the achievement.
What?
Androgynous.
The androgynous achievers retired people.
That was the controversy.
Way after
people thought there was the word
somewhere.
Colored that caused the problem.
Like on the East Coast. All up and down the East Coast and our friends up in Toronto. We're like running behind for some reason. But about how it's 420 somewhere.
How come I don't have a thing?
Because there's no one that would talk to you.
Wait a second.
Oh, you're getting something?
Greg, come on. You must be a treat for you to watch me dominate and ignore everybody.
I certainly hog up. I don't know if dominate's the word I'd use. Dominate would indicate some kind of superior human.
Well, yeah, I would think it's more like a smothering thing.
It was enveloping.
Needy smothering.
It's like watching fast-growing vines.
I'll be very curious about the response, like if some people are going to be, if your presence makes them tense.
No, but they relaxed.
Or if it's fun. Because if everyone's smoking at home, it's probably just fun to listen to you do this.
You know, Doug, three more jokes like that, and we're going to have to see if you're violating the emoluments comedy clause of the Constitution.
Emoluments. That's what the first AARP stands for.
Yes, emoluments.
Okay. I got a letter from AARP.
Oh, okay.
Something
punchline.
You're all going to
die.
All you guys who look so fucking hip, you're all going to die.
All so hip.
You're all going to die.
Fucking
one
hip
day
crew.
You'll be my age. Better. What would be the point of a horrible speech like this? Hey, he only realized
it. I was hoping for a big blow.
Well, you could probably...
What's my lesson?
You could be the next president with that kind of talk.
Things get worse as you age.
They don't,
go into your window. Now go into your window.
Yeah. I'm as mad as hell.
I used to not like Billy Crystal talking about getting old. I was like, just talk about stuff other than getting old.
Yeah,
but
now
I'm getting old.
I never
like to talk about it.
Exactly.
You want him to do his jazz? You want him to do his jazz character? Doesn't he have a
jazz? Like, every time I touch my ears and there's hair coming out of it, I go, damn it, Billy Crystal, you did that bit.
What if
he was the first comedian to get old and have hair coming out of his ears?
And I'm thinking, what am I? What do I have, a chia pet in my ear? I love to write not even complete hacky jokes.
Do you have that chia pet that's gold in my ear?
Now, that was an example. You know how Bill Maher laughs, and he's not even said, and he's never said anything funny, and all you can think of is how horrible he is? That was delightful laugh. That's an infectious laugh. And when I say infectious, I mean I caught a virus.
Yeah.
Why am I working like this?
I don't know.
Okay.
When you say infectious, you mean Dustin Hoffman's
coming.
Your
laughter's contagious and it's killing me. That kind of thing. Reader's Digest. That's like what something you read in there.
Ask me the secret of getting high.
What's
the timing? When did I go, hey, when did I start getting high? I prepared all these anecdotes.
It is important.
To
prepare for this show.
When did I first know I could smoke pot? Thank you.
Now, when did you like first know?
Is this like a Ken Burns documentary? I have to repeat the question. What do I like about dabbing?
I think it's the danger.
Do you guys want to hear how many jokes about rolling joints on album do you guys want to hear? 3, 4, or 7? How many jokes about Colombian weed?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want to say the
wacky tobacco.
I was feeling pretty good because the ball from Colombia just pulled up. And it's 1963.
People don't say sensimilla.
No, they don't.
You know how much in 1963...
Or Maui Wally.
We had to kill someone who had eaten pot to get enough THC in our bloodstream to feel high for about 2 months. To forget that the Vietnam War was going on.
People say weed makes you slow. It doesn't slow you down one bit.
Ask me what's most affected by smoking pot when it comes to comedy. Timing!
I think I'm not going to ask you anything anymore.
I make a nice living.
Because you might yell timing.
I make a nice living.
Are you uncomfortable right now?
I make a nice living.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, folks.
Are you comfortable?
Folks,
seriously. It's not what I'm saying. Some funny 2 minutes. Look at
Let's
this.
Let's do high history. I think that was more of Andy's career sign than a show specifically.
What would be a pot thing for the control tower?
Yeah, what would
tower?
Be the next the show? Fun,
the control tower.
Up.
A funny reference. For the control tower for pot.
The control tower for pot?
Yeah. Hey, you know, this pot's pretty good. I got to tell you something. I just got cleared for
space
takeoff.
Space station number 9.
Yeah, I got cleared for takeoff on runway 8, cha-cha. That's Dennis Miller. Hi.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think that happens.
Hey, Timothy Leary. I got Timothy Leary on line 3. Is line 3 still funny?
Somebody on Twitter told me that if a Republican came on the show and smoked pot with me, that they would bury me in a debate about politics. And I was like, what funny pot-smoking Republican is out there?
Yeah, that's what I would...
P.J. O'Rourke! You always say P.J. O'Rourke. I can't think of anybody else.
But he just—that guy is just a provocateur, isn't he?
Right. He's simply arch.
He's just—he's just a curmudgeon without the delightful curmudgeon part.
Without the tight punchlines.
Yeah, without the tight punchlines, or it's like. I always like rich white men who are upset.
Oh, I do too. And it's because people are protesting too much that don't have money.
Right.
Yeah. The poor have taken all their money.
Because Dennis Miller, when he was in Santa Barbara on 9/11.
I'm so aggravated by unease.
When he was in Santa Barbara on 9/11, his bottled water shipment did not come in because of the terrorist attack on 9/11, 2001. That's right. I'm the comic who does 9/11 jokes. But
you don't even care what time of year it is.
Yeah, I pretend they're edgy. Not realizing it's 17 years after it.
All right, let's do this as a...
Too soon?
Let's
no,
do this
not
as
too
a...
soon. Maybe too late.
Let's do this as a cliffhanger.
Too soon wouldn't be the criticism of it.
Huh? Yeah.
This is a cliffhanger starring Sylvester Stallone and John Lithgow. When we come back, we're going to find out about Andy Kindler's pod experience.
Oh,
why do you got the phone volume up so loud again?
Fuck you.
She's pregnant.
Come on.
You're my mom.
Did you know that Jacob Dylan's dad was a singer?
What's up, tiny dick?
What's sarcasm?
I think that was.
What?
Chop up the wood.
I'll tell you a secret.
I've never interviewed someone before.
Now you tell me.
I feel like this is racist.
When I smoke up, I don't get the munchies. I get a craving to adjudicate real small claims cases.
The High Court with Judge Doug Benson. Real cases, really high judge. Premieres February 27th.
I'm a judge now!
Put your mint is on my lips. Hi! Where are the impressions? Where are the impressions?
Did anybody watching at home notice that Andy had mint lips?
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Wayne LaPierre did an appearance where
with Andy Kindler.
He was foamed up
Greg
on the side of his mouth.
He was what?
He was foamed up. And so I think I may have had mint in the side of my mouth. And is this the kind of, these kids are so young, their idea of a bad day is a cold.
I thought
they
you
also watch my lips.
I think you also had a little ash on your nose. I think she got that too during the break.
Why did I do that?
Wipe your...
That's ridiculous. Someone, I just, as if my fingers were a trowel,
yeah,
is what I did. As if I was attacked.
Even when you're naming items and implements, you choose old ass words.
The trowel.
And panic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, a truncheon.
And why the panicking though? Ooh, a
backhoe.
But how do you feel about weed in general? As far as how you
feel?
Are
you actually asking him to talk?
Yeah. Does it relax you? Like, would you be more manic now if you hadn't been smoking weed?
No, weed is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. It's medicinal.
And it was invented in the 50s.
That's right. It was invented by...
jazz musicians who were called Josh musicians.
The same time Josh was invented.
When Josh was invented,
when Josh
weed
started,
was invented.
Weed started, yeah.
I like his jazz.
They called it marijuana because that made it sound foreign.
Interestingly enough, I always like anybody who tries that. Interestingly enough, it was not called marijuana. Yeah. It wasn't marijuana. It was singlewana. Marijuana, singlewana.
Wow.
Was the joke there, folks. Marijuana. I took the name marijuana and I pronounced it pronouncingly with a hard E.
He even, warned me. He said, I might stand up a lot. And I was like, why would
you
do
have
that?
Me? Remember I came in this morning, I said, look, let's go over it, because if I find out later, I'm up here, and you've got my crotch, that's not television. That is not television.
Does anyone have a fake mic he can hold?
Ask Dave Garraway over here.
Just use a pipe.
Look at this, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's next? You smoke out of molten lava?
We'll be back with a live interview with Ike on the golf course.
Why did we stop smoking? I don't understand.
This is made entirely out of fruit stripe gum.
It is.
That's what my ex-wife said.
Did you
ask me anything about my ex-wife?
Where the hell's the heavy
monkey? In a foil wrapper.
Say something that I can then say, my ex-wife said that.
Where's my ex?
Where'd you park the car?
That's what my ex-wife said on my wedding night. See, it sounds sexual. Yeah. Park the car.
Yeah, right.
Let me try one.
Park the car. I couldn't do that on my wedding night. I feel so happy about knocking into you.
Where's my heavy monkey? They're getting fixed. No, I'm asking Andy.
Is this show like broadcast?
Yeah. No, it's just us in this room.
Do you have to have a password to watch this show?
I can't call myself a broadcaster because I have this show.
Very good.
I have to call myself a netcaster.
Oh, really?
I'm also a fisher.
I was going to say you're an apostle. I'm going to make you a fisher of stoners. That's what Jesus said to Doug.
He does that because he knows I'm Jewish.
Right? And he knows I don't like religion.
Yes.
Right, that the Jews killed our Lord. And then that's where that comes in.
By the way, I've been saying this on every show I'm on. Please, including your Twitter bio, that you're an atheist. Because it's really...
The Jews killed Jesus.
I need to know the most boring thing about you. So you can tell me that you're an atheist.
What you need to know is that I have no belief system whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah. Opinions are not my thing. I don't like...
I'm ambivalent.
I think before we start, you should know I'm shy. I don't know. You write I can't write everything, Doug. Especially when you're looking at me. You're waiting for me to come up with... This is the thing I hate about comedy.
I'm waiting for it to stop. You can get into the next topic without anybody else getting a chance.
Here I go.
And I wanted to have some fun with Jesus Christ.
You're right.
And the whole Jew thing. Like, if the Jews killed Jesus... I don't see them waiting around for him to die. I see them looking at their watches a lot.
Because we're so impatient?
You know, impatient. Yeah. Like they could be making money somewhere. That
and
kind
also,
of thing.
This is the last thing I need to see.
Yeah, why
is
do
this?
I need right, this right. before dinner?
This is the headache I need?
Yeah.
This is what I need to say. Hey, I'm already Jewish. I need to see a Jew on a cross. Yeah. Folks, come on. is this evangelist on? Is this... Current viewers watching? This is unbelievable, folks. A lot of people say... That I bet there aren't a lot of people watching. And here we have verified...
It's proof that there's not a lot of people watching.
1,399 people are watching. But half of those are watching in quotes.
If I get this number on Comedy Central, I'm done.
This is what's great about the new comedy. Right?
Right. You can do it anywhere you want. They can like it or not.
You can do it or not.
Exactly.
You can do it or not now.
It's all about options.
I choose not to even do it. I save the time. No overhead.
Right.
I don't overexpose myself.
Keep costs down, yeah. You're right. You don't get too familiar with the public, so they like you more?
Well, you know what I do? You know what I do at least 12 times a day? I see
probably
tweets
say,
that
you
are
probably
fun.
Say doo-doo.
I say doo-doo.
12 times a day.
I see a tweet that's...
Make fun of Jay Leno?
Well, I do that, but I see a tweet that's funnier than something I've written.
Wait, you still make fun of Jay Leno? He is so not...
Hey, Jay Leno!
...on anybody's radar.
Here's how I do it. Jay Leno's in the news again.
What'd he do that said he got him in the news?
Jay Leno. Boy, I wish he was in the
Jay
news.
Jay Leno waved from a car again.
Jay Leno... speaking about A&E shows...
Because he'll drive one of his crazy old cars around Burbank and wave at people.
Every story he tells is a lie.
Like he's in a parade.
Jay Leno lies about everything.
About everything?
He should sue me. I don't think he should sue me.
Usually, I think 99% of the time when he'd say, my next guest, and he'd say somebody, and that person would come out.
Well, I don't mean like that.
That was always true.
That would be easily traced if he lied about that.
My next guest is...
Let's do some pot topics.
Okay.
Pot topic!
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Greg. I just assumed I'd be interrupting Andy.
That's what the script says.
Is this funny or am I high?
Let's do some pot topics.
Am I high or is this funny?
Yeah.
Is this high or am I funny?
This is rhetorical, right?
Can you record this wild in case you want to cut these guys out of the segment? Is this wild or what did I say? Is this high or am I funny? Is it funny or is it high? Go in on it. Do the Hitchcock out while I'm going in. No one's tried that, right?
I don't think
Hitchcock
have...
out, me go in.
Yeah, like that.
And the content doesn't matter. That's where TV's going.
This is also an audio podcast.
Why would you say it like that? Like you're
keep
all of a sudden...
that in mind?
Like
when you're...
doing a murder mystery.
Doing a...
Keep in mind it's a...
physical bit?
Excuse me, sir. Keep in mind it's a podcast. this voice.
Audio.
So, how do I not do voiceovers?
Early
you didn't even catch the word I was
people
trying to...
listen to it as well on the wireless.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing.
You yell at me, he's bringing wireless into it, he doesn't get scolded.
Well,
because he has a better outfit.
I've only said a few words today, so people aren't overexposed.
He does win the outfit contest.
Yeah.
The quaff contest.
I don't want to show up in public and not, you know.
Wait a second. You
I like
need
his
to have
better than yours.
Just because are you
tough
saying
love,
I dominate every conversation and I'm the bad guy? Is that the deal? I inappropriately...
You're the bad guy that never gets around to his fucking evil plan. Just tell us what the plan is.
All right, I'm the bad
the
guy.
The Rachel Maddow of villains. All right, 20 minutes to explain what's going to happen before. And then nothing happens.
The Rachel conversation was before we started the show.
The Rachel Maddow, who's a lovely newscaster.
She does long wind-up into her story.
I don't know what these guys are saying, but it sounds crazy.
It's what the kids watch.
You want to talk about crazy? There's a survey of marijuana trends, and
be less committed to your topic. Let's take it again, and this time
get right to it.
Act like you care even less about it.
Okay,
that you could care less this time.
Gorilla glue is very popular with people.
Gorilla glue?
Glue as a strain.
And what's it based
on? That's a topic.
Well, there's a whole bunch of shit on here, but if I slow down to try to read something, you know, Shakespeare over here is going to hire some monkeys to write his next joke.
There's an infinite amount of Andy Kindler's in his brain, and eventually they'll write the works of one of your jokes.
Well, how many?
It's going to take an infinite amount. What's not up there is a timer.
Yeah.
Ask me what the secret of comedy is.
Timing. Seriously, ask me timing. Seriously, you answer something at a time that's been prearranged.
When people ask me about this episode, I'm going to say it was so great I didn't want it to start.
And in essence, it didn't.
Good thing this is a rehearsal.
Welcome to Joke Writing
101.
And what we used to do, Andy Kindler and I, you know, we've been talking about how old we are, which we probably shouldn't talk about that much, but... Because we're still in the game, you know?
The kids don't want to hear about it.
They don't want to hear about it. But
they should know they will die one day.
You and I used to speak to each other. We used to speak to each other from landlines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. We'd sit and talk on the phone.
First of all, Greg Proops invested in crazy calls. And so he already had...
I have part of that fortune. I'm heir to the crazy call fortune. It was my great uncle, Nipsey Proops. And
you got a way your number, maybe your message, wait on the beat.
Crazy calls.
You know what? When I'm bringing up crazy calls, which is a hack reference... As thinking it's funny to bring up a hack reference, that's when I know I never should have gotten into comedy.
I don't even know what crazy calls is.
Now, yes, you do.
If that's when you just realized it, now it's unanimous.
That's the name of my show.
Now it's unanimous
with your host, Andy.
Am I the only one?
Am I the only one? Everybody feels that way?
Am I the last one?
Oh, you all hate
me? Something we can
now
all agree
it's unanimous.
On.
My mother hates me. He hates me. This guy hates me. You know what? Now it's all unanimous. It's unanimous.
We got to figure out a way. Can somebody play what he just did every time someone on the show says the word unanimous?
No one's ever going to say it.
That can't be it. No. How about every time we all agree?
The
signal will be, I think we all agree. Hey, that song will come on.
Hey, listen, mister. It's unanimous. I'm going to go with the Broadway version, too.
I don't think this is really good.
Those damn alternative comedians.
I don't think this is good for the cause when it comes to marijuana, your behavior.
No, I'm what you
shouldn't I think we shouldn't have put cocaine in Andy's marijuana.
I can't believe it.
Have you ever done cocaine?
Yes.
20 minutes ago. Why do you think he's acting this way?
Oh, I ask if it's snowing in the bathroom. I've got the problem. Oh, I mentioned the word bump. Oh, I say eight ball, not in relation to pool. I say eight ball, and there's no pool table.
He kept asking to see the white lady.
Yeah. I said, look, I don't want to ride the white horse. But I'll certainly do some cocaine if that's where you're going with it. This joke never worked, but this is exactly what would happen.
Did Pablo Escobar teach you this one?
I can't. I told you don't bring up. They used to call me El Chapro.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Who's the guy they just caught? Please don't kill me, that guy. El Chapo.
Yeah, El Chapo.
I want to do an El Chapo joke, but then I thought, what if we do a joke about one of these guys and they have you killed?
Yeah. What?
I'd rather do jokes about Jay Leno. He's not going to have me killed.
No, I don't think so. He just might drive by in a car and wave. I've got another question for you.
We're going to cut this out, right?
Sadly, I don't think there's any cutting out.
Well, how could a show like this, what would be a note?
Like, could you open
a
club
on a show like this? Hey, you know, you could have been more unfocused.
Yeah.
According to our demographics.
We give out audience cards.
It doesn't seem to slow you down at all, this marijuana that you're smoking. Take another hit.
Do you know why?
I'd like to learn all about it.
Because, obviously, I'm not smoking pot for the right reasons.
I'd say maybe next to James Adomian, you're the most amped up guest we've had on the show.
I don't like myself.
I like to think
people
that I
go
don't
the other
sleepy,
way. They get they get very quiet or quieter. You know,
I don't like myself. I don't like myself on a surface.
Then it's unanimous.
The crew's laughing at that one.
What wouldn't mean they laugh at that one? You can't use that's. I think out of bounds to use the crew against me.
Out of bounds or instructive.
Yeah, well, crew.
I made some calls and we hired a band. They're going to be here for the last segment, and I'm going to tell them not to laugh at you.
Then it'll be unanimous.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous. Something happened in Wisconsin.
I could imagine.
Oh, they overwhelmingly, the Wisconsin State Senate overwhelmingly approved a bill that would make it legal to use marijuana extract to treat seizures. I mean, this one, I don't know, good for them, but also, come on, seizures?
Yeah, jump right
I
in.
I saw a whole thing about a little girl that had horrible seizures all day long. They blew some pot smoke in her face. That's not how they did it. But they gave her, you know,
of course.
Some of the stuff that's
it really
in marijuana
works with seizures.
And didn't get her high and got rid of her seizures. Fucking shut up. It's medical.
Yeah, but the thing about this topic is that people could always say, on the other hand, nothing. There's no argument against not using
they knew
these
you
things.
Were going somewhere.
There's no argument. Stop it. This is why I'm going to reverse it. Hey, get off my back, Jeff Sessions, racist. Hey, Jeff Sessions, why don't you be racist and voter suppress in that area?
Get ready to do your song. So I think you agree with both of us, don't you, Greg?
I think that's a song
that's
already.
That's what's
going to
happen.
This is already a song.
No, you made up a new song.
No, it's like a takeoff on our, you like bossa nova,
you're thinking of like, ba-ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, he's doing
Menomina.
Yeah, Menomina.
Yeah, but it's off of Menomina. It's like, I'm going to use the...
this can't be looked favor.
I'm going to use the villain in the Vanilla Ice defense. It's slightly off.
No one's going to look back exactly on right. this argument favorably.
It's like when you hear in a James Bond, a movie where they didn't want to pay for James Bond, but they want people to think James Bond.
But the thing is, I was thinking of that song, so that's why it's wrong.
Okay.
Then it's unanimous.
Now I have to come up with it. Now I have to go in the studio and come up with my own.
I like that you work in the studio because you're a jazz band.
I told you.
I think of you yelling in a studio while the rest of your family is home invading.
What is that? Why would you go for the joke to home invasion?
I don't know.
So that we'd hear one today.
I thought it's time for a joke, everybody.
And then it's unanimous.
And weren't you home invasion? Home invasion. Do the song. Look, that song is done. Even if it doesn't sound like it just sounds like a bad impression of the other song. That I don't even know if I like that song.
I got a new idea. Some band out there play a heavy metal song about heavy monkey, and when I hand the monkey to people, that song will come on. Everyone will have a nice laugh, and then we can move on. The monkeys are being repaired.
Oh, I see. That's why you keep asking where the heavy monkeys are.
I didn't really understand the monkey references on the show.
There's
no reason for you to understand it.
I don't know. I thought you guys would have a volcano here. So a lot of that's just window dressing?
No, but there's something...
Your show is like a conspiracy theory.
The bags make a lot of noise, and it's not
this
great.
This one resembles a caterpillar.
Yeah, it's not great for audio, the bags that come with a volcano, but I do endorse the volcano. I like them.
This one's a few.
I endorse, anything. Napalm, yeah. You name it.
But maybe the nice folks at the... Do you own a volcano?
I'm more upset that I used napalm as a reference than I am that it was a bad.
Do you have a volcano? Is that what they're looking for when they come into your home?
I know. I saw the show that made me laugh, and I don't know why Doug said, "Look, please mention the show with Sarah Silverman and Todd Glass if you can." Okay, I'll mention it.
The episode I did with the two of them.
Yeah. The joke here is that Doug would ever say, first of all, anything
he
to me before
Todd Glass
before
to figure out
seeing
how to
me.
Behave on this show. That was like the worst example.
You know what? If you're going to judge me, why don't you get in line?
Then it's unanimous.
Or join the club, which whatever you think is fun.
Well, if you join the club.
As it turns out, I'm going to be judging everyone starting on February 27th.
Judging everyone right after.
On Comedy Central. It's Andy, you'll
have fun. Judging is a new show.
The show's on at midnight after at midnight.
Points.
That sounds like something you'd make fun of in your act.
I have a show where I just say points.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you're saying it sounds derivative. Ba-ba-ba, derivative. I'm doing the Menomina song.
Yes.
I'm changing into my derivative.
Yeah, I saw.
And the joke is it's derivative.
There was a lot going on there.
And then I should do an add a tag like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
I don't like the crew. I don't like him. You're getting on my nerves. And the tray is looks like a set from a 40s movie about the 50s. Meanwhile, the wife's home with the robe and the thing and the other reference.
Can you believe we're already almost done?
This isn't fair.
Where has the time flown?
Because it's right up his...
if you want to know... You know, if you want more fun from us, go to... what's the name of the show? HighwoodDoug.com, and we'll have the outtakes of my anecdotes.
What do you mean outtakes? This is it's going to appear from now on unedited, unless we hear from your lawyer.
Are we doing more, and then that's going to be edited? But not what we just said here, right? Very little of this,
no,
right?
In fact, we're going to start soon. That's
I like
why
this
we're waiting on this third cameraman.
I like this show business tradition. Doug, Greg, I think you'll back me up on this.
Let's go on.
Where you're doing, you're talking. It's like
let's back him up on this.
Back him up on this. It's like it's. I think it probably goes down back to vaudeville. I'm having a conversation. Oh yes, Doug, let's talk. But then I check the camera because here comes the joke. Ba 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 humor. The only thing I have trouble with is what you put in the ba 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 humor part.
Slightly.
That seems difficult. Do I have to do anything to make people laugh? I sometimes say.
Slightly Stupid has a new single called Dabbington. And it goes a little like this. The band Slightly Stupid.
Oh, okay.
Dabbington, go. I assume it's got kind of a reggae feel, Andy.
What am I, Paul Schaefer all of a sudden? I mean, come on, people. I can stay home and perform. I'm not his trained puppet. No puppet,
right.
No puppet. Swing!
We gotta go to another break.
Where are we breaking from? Isn't the show a break?
The Pew 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 Research Center surveyed nearly 8,000 police officers nationwide and found that more than two-thirds
smoke pot.
Of those officers are high on the job. No, they think marijuana should be legal for either personal or medical use. So thank you, police officers.
Most of my friends are policemen. Or as I call them, the fuzz.
All right. Well, let's make that a cliffhanger because we do have to go to a break.
But my friends are all Irish.
Just to get this whole thing over with. We will be right back.
What are you going to do? You're going to sell like men! What? Sell like men!
Babe, do I possess masculine qualities?
Yeah, of course.
Look at those girls over there. They've been looking at us all night. We're going to fuck them.
What? No.
Unless you don't think you can. Sell like men! You are both absolutely stunning.
And I love your shoes, too.
Weird. Sound
like men! Are they whispering?
You're strong, independent men.
Do it! Take what you want!
Yeah. They look gay.
It's weird.
No, it's not. Guys are always like this.
Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. Check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your day.
It's getting dark with high. Gonna get there in the basement for your entertainment. It's getting dark with high.
All right. We're back, and we've got, looks like, about 29 more viewers than we had earlier.
Things are building.
People are jumping on board like, oh, we're here. There's another flip out on the show.
That's how Seinfeld got started.
There's a flip out.
That's how Seinfeld got started.
And that's how Kramer got ended.
I told you never to remind me of that.
Right? Because it's that thing that could always happen to you. You could always say the wrong thing.
Make God laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretending that he died.
Who died?
Well, you know how he always says, make God laugh at the Laugh Factory?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Alexander. What's his name? No, Kramer. What is his name? Michael Richards.
Jason Alexander. No, yeah, right? he went on a racist rant. You're hearing it?
No, Michael
here.
Richards.
This is
and
the
then,
truth.
And so
this
I say, make God news. Laugh like he passed away.
Right.
It's not.
I got what you're doing.
Why do I insist on completing something that I only
I don't
like?
Know.
That,
where,
that,
I
we
don't
were
know.
All wondering that.
We just are like.
That makes it unanimous.
Yeah. Put away the map, Andy. You're close enough.
You know what? Part of you is saying, sending me a message, tone down the obnoxious thing. But then you're also saying you want me to sing that stupid song. You'd be happy if I sang that stupid song.
Well, I'd like to talk about the song that we played.
It's so derivative.
Coming back from the break. Did you like the song Coming Back from the Break?
I really did.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was by Adult Twim on
what?
Twitter. His name on Twitter is Adult Twim, like Adult Swim, but with a T.
Cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was really wonderful music, and I sound like an old Jew, which always, that'll help sales.
I was just going to say, it was very wonderful music, the kind of nice, pleasant thing. You might have a little bite to eat, you know, sit outside.
Nice combo.
You Instagram?
Nice combo.
Are you on Instagram?
Am I? No, I should be, though. I'm
right?
Not putting
you like
that
to
down.
Take pictures and show them to people?
Not so much, but my manager wants me to.
Timothy Donovan is his name on Instagram, and all the O's in Timothy Donovan are zeros. So that's not at all confusing for anybody. Greg Proops.
Duggles.
Paperback, smartest book in the world, comes out this month.
That's right. I wrote it. It was in hardback. Now it's come out in paperback due to some demand. And
you
I got
to
get you in LA.
I'm going to roll one because I'm going
to
show you people.
Let's see how
you didn't
long
want me to
roll
plug anything you didn't want me to.
Yeah.
Use the instrument of the internet to plug my inventory.
GregProops.com is where you go to order it, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
The book's there, and then I'm on the road.
You
to
got
the
a reading coming up here in Los Angeles.
A reading?
At Chevalier's
yes.
Books.
He's going for an MRI. I've got a reading coming up at Cedars-Sinai. Is anybody here still?
No.
Do you know Chevalier's
Yeah, I got
books?
Two. One at Chevalier's on Larchmont, and then another one at in Brentwood.
Oh, it's over in that Larchmont cool area where there's cool stuff?
Yes.
If looks could kill.
Across the street from the Greek.
I'm telling you, Greg Proops, I'm going to get the backstory
of this.
I'll
get it in, baby. I'm not worried.
He just rubbed my leg, as I always hoped he would.
Derivative.
Can I also get some pants
this
at Diesel?
This party is Dullsville. This crew, why aren't they laughing more at me fake?
They're baked.
Well, they don't fake it.
No, so, I say fake it. I say.
This is super genuine.
Well, this is
what
our
happens
our
here.
Brand should be fake laughing constantly.
What happens here
stays
happens
here.
It's Vegas' new slogan.
What happens here?
When you're stuck here, you're probably stuck here.
Yeah. What happens here is that does not have to be confined to this area. If you're thinking it does, because no one's spreading the word.
What would you plug, like, if I gave you a chance to talk?
I would plug my the fact that I would plug the fact that I
He'll
never
be at Gelson's on Wednesday.
I'll be at Gelson's
the
on Wednesday.
Foods.
Wondering where did it all go wrong?
Have you ever done a plug on something?
A plug like on like
what should people be doing after they enjoy your appearance here? What should they do next?
They should buy mention my
Call
name
911.
And buy effort when you're by Efferdent. Why is there no adhesive? You know, what are you trying to take? What is that? Is that the Ashton Kutcher style prank?
No.
There's adhesive.
All right. It's not what I call adhesive.
You should go with Impractical Jokers if you want a new prank.
Is it all right that I'm using this pot?
Yeah.
Because I don't have my own pot.
No, that's
pot.
What it's here for.
The reason why I did the gig was to get pot.
Do you have a new CD?
I do have one that I still haven't released, but I am the first day of the industry.
I'll also be at Larchmont.
The first day of the industry. Hey, look. Hey, look, suit. Hey, Mr. Suit.
The place is called Diesel.
Hey, let's pretend we're Entourage. Hey, Suits.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, no, that's in Brentwood.
Hey, Suits.
Diesel's in Brentwood.
Diesel's in Brentwood.
Yeah, yeah. I'm opening up, I am opening up a Diesel franchise in Gardenia.
The album's called State of the Industry, and it actually comes out very soon. Would you rather people not hear it?
No, here's the thing. I really feel like...
He doesn't have to worry about that. No one's going to hear it.
See, I think it's okay...
That's already in the bag. Something nobody's going to hear.
No, that's a done deal.
I think it's okay when I put myself...
When I do it?
But when this guy punches down, doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying?
It's all I do.
Punches down. You don't punch
Why
down,
Why talk
dude?
About climate change when you know it's not real?
I mean,
so
look at this,
you
ladies
know why?
And germs.
I'm in the bag for Putin. That's why I'm doing this today.
Do you want to guess
I'm
what day your album's coming out?
I don't know Putin. I don't know Putin. Hey, my current tweet is going to say that I don't know Putin. He wrote that in the tweet. Yeah. I don't know Putin. You don't know Putin?
We try not to talk about this kind of thing.
God damn it, Doug. Wake up and smell the fact that there's nothing you can do about it, and complaining about it is boring on an entertainment level.
The State of the Industry is out February 17th.
Can you say check your local listing?
I think you did. And you're hosting the season 4 of Hulu's Coming to the Stage.
Oh, and it's Hulu. That's why. I knew it was a hoop.
Andy's album's available.
Here's how an old Jew remembers it. All right, what's that?
You thought it was a basketball hoop?
Hulu? All right. I'll think of the hula hoop and then just go south.
Yeah. You didn't have to add an old voice to that.
You are terrible.
We're all old enough to do things like that.
You would be terrible
it's
in a duo.
Way you remember duo? Things. It's a great way to remember things. Like, I was in Frankenstein B lot at Universal, and I thought to myself, Frankenstein B having sex. And when I came back out, I was like, Frankenstein's fucking, and I walked all around F all day.
I don't think you should be able to use classic monster characters for your cheap cursing. Joke with the cursing.
Oh, you don't like the cursing.
He doesn't have to have cursing to make people laugh.
All right.
With his wry... observations.
Speaking of Rye, Humphrey Bogart, are you going to pass that? Or are you going to film
God.
The entire movie of Casablanca over there?
I did want to plug, though.
Okay, please.
I did want to plug saying, hey, Shakespeare. Because I think that... So in any contest, if you're in the bar, you go, look, hey, Shakespeare, just give me a scotch and soda.
It's... I think it could go either way. I think some people would be insulted by it, others would be fine in a compliment.
I think I want it to be insulting every time.
Because I don't think all bartenders feel a way about being accused of having flowery language that they might have stolen from someone else.
Your first band was named Flowery Language, right?
Yes, and my third album.
Anything is funny if you lean into it.
Did you see that card, Andy, that just came out?
Pot quiz?
No, the one that was walking around, that one.
And?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That means?
It says there's no end to the entertainment value of continuing the show further.
That's right, you guys. We're not stopping.
Yeah. Why do you want...
This is the Denzel Washington of shows.
When is someone who watches this show going to say, it couldn't go on longer? Think about it. That's...
Some people have a lot of success with really long shows. I prefer keeping it tight.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be this comic. Hey, Shakespeare.
Too late.
Hey, Shakespeare.
You already are that comic.
I got it in my noggin. All right, that's not the exact line, but that's a placeholder.
In my noggin?
It's just a placeholder. I'm like the worst writer ever. It's a placeholder.
Well, you're the most delightful pot smoker ever.
I'm Dracula. Dracula.
I appreciate you coming on. You hesitated for a long time to come on.
Now you know why. You saved up 7 years for this.
Yeah.
I, at one point, I didn't want people to know that I was smoking. I want to be able to say a joke about Jeff Zucker, but I don't want people to know I smoke pot.
Right. It's true. Like, when I get political or say anything about anybody, they could just fire back, well, you're just a dumb pothead. But I'm hoping that people don't all feel that way.
You mean you're hoping that it's not unanimous?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm going to write a new song that's not going to be based on the Manamala. It's from the Muppets.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. I mean, I am going to wrap this up, you guys,
I promise.
I was never in a Muppets movie. And
I
you know what?
Find a
I don't want your pity.
I would love to be in a Muppets movie.
Me too.
That's not something that...
I really like the pirate one with Tim Curry.
Yeah, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah.
I don't have any
Where's
Muppets
your comeback.
Comeback.
Now?
I don't have any Muppets comeback because every 5 or 6 seconds it goes out of my mind what a Muppet could be. Because it's after my time. I never saw them. I don't know who Miss Piggy is. Is she a Muppet?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what they are.
Muppets have been a thing your whole life.
I'm 80 to 90 years old. And on pilot season, I say I'm 74. So
yeah,
I really
you
don't
want to
know.
Get those.
I still think talkies is a reference.
You say you're 74 because you want to get the Sofia Vergara's husband roles. No show next week, you guys, because I think everybody needs to wind the fuck down. But
Andy the monkey.
Thank you to Greg Proops and Andy Kindler. Why are you not? Okay.
See?
Nice sense of direction,
Magellan. A show like this, the message should be smoking pot. It shouldn't be
smoking
all this.
Pot.
I'm not someone who plugs AndyKindler.com.
No, there's no reason to.
And if you go to AndyKindler.com.
You're here to promote pot.
People want to know where was I in 2004. It's all at AndyKindler.com.
Oh, you keep your old dates up?
That's my thing.
That's fun.
It's like a place where everybody...
I do a show, I take it off the calendar, but you just all old dates.
It's frozen in time, like a gel.
And then from today and forward, it's just a question mark.
It's just don't go. Just right. Go to Twitter. Forget the website.
It says the end, question mark.
But we are going to do a show on Monday, February 20th at 3:15 Pacific time. And then also... We've got the big marathon show. I think maybe we should get Andy involved in the marathon show.
Oh, my God.
He seems to be able to handle it. He's got a lot of energy.
I can do it. I think that's where actually my only attribute that's good.
I can talk for a long time.
Yeah, talk a long time. Because people go, I don't like this. Yeah, but you might like it if I was the only option for a few hours.
Right. It's sort of like riding a raft on the Orinoco. There's danger and tedium. Definitely tropical diseases, yeah. But at a certain point, there might be a lush
hyacinth.
Like
how many places...
Did he say Orinoco?
How many places does a filibuster ability come in handy? Why did you become a...
here.
Filibuster. That's one thing I never heard my wife say.
That's the hashtag for this
on
episode.
On my wedding night.
He persists. Yeah. He persisted.
Filibuster. That's what I had my wife call my penis on... our wedding night.
Friday, February 24th.
I made her call my penis Philly Buster.
Friday, February 24th is the marathon show, and Andy Mann.
Where's that?
That's what the lawsuit said.
Right here, but I'm doing 6 hours straight, dozens of guests.
I'm doing a marathon thing, too. I'm continuing to live in my head.
We'll talk about it later. Thank you, Greg Proops.
I'm laughing at my amateur.
Thanks to Greg Proops and the other guy. We'll see you next time.